the goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
Oh, you guys tuned in on the right week, honey. I sat down with my friend, Jordan Firstman, that I wrote on Search Party with. He's a brilliant writer, director, actor. Google him. But he was kind of at a crossroads with a lot of areas of his life, and last minute decided to book a trip to Peru and head into the jungle and do ayahuasca. So the episode you're about to listen to is our conversation before the ayahuasca journey, and we recorded another chat that you can listen to on Thursday post ayahuasca. So yeah, grab a pillow. We recorded this in bed, so lay down with us, and here's Jordan Firstman.
Hi, oh, are we on?
I have been dismissed.
This bed is just so comfortable, and I feel
so. It's a Casper mattress. I don't have an endorsement, but I
feel so sexual.
Okay, do you feel so sexual?
No.
When do you feel sexy?
When I'm fucking. When I'm horny.
Yeah.
And then,
I feel sexy when people are like, "You look good."
Yeah, totally. Sometimes when I'm at a bar and people are looking at me, I'm like, oh, you know what? You know when I feel really sexy?
Yeah.
I started doing it this year. I'll wear a normal outfit out.
Yes.
This is out.
Yeah.
And I'll wear a jock strap under it.
Ooh.
So like I'll have my like little secret that like I'm a slut under
butt
my pants.
Is open.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And like no one knows. But then of course like it's me. So I'm like, guys, I'm wearing a jock strap. And like I'm like pulling
that
this strap up.
Me as well. I wonder if I should wear a jock strap.
It feels so
Do you mean
sexy.
You're not wearing the hard shell.
Not a cup.
No.
I'm not wearing a cup that you wear for baseball.
You're not like playing the drums while drinking.
No, it's like just I have this really cute Calvin Klein jock strap. So
okay.
It's like the regular Calvin Klein top.
Ooh.
That you would have in underwear.
Ooh.
But then it's just these two sexy strings.
Do you think you'd feel that way if you wore fishnet stockings?
Probably.
Really?
To some extent, yeah.
I wouldn't feel that way with fishnet stockings.
Anything that is like traditionally like pop culture like sexy, like I do
even for girls sexy, because I think for me the reason why I wouldn't feel sexy with fishnet stockings on is that I would feel like I was in drag, but I feel my sexy self
yeah.
When I'm kind of like a butcher, like when I'm like, oh, who's that cute boy?
Yeah, I've worn women's underwear and felt sexy.
I've worn women's underwear and felt
nonsense.
Complete dysmorphia.
But then you're right. When it sometimes I'll wear like, I recently got this other pair of underwear that's like a loose white boxer.
Yes.
But like a
I
nice
feel cute
cotton. And I'm like, I feel like
boxer briefs.
Like Marky Mark in those Calvin Klein ads, you know?
Ooh, are we gonna fuck?
I think so.
Okay, listeners, here's the deal. Jordan is going to Peru next week.
Yeah, no, this week.
This
in
fucking
three,
week?
Three
when?
Days,
in 3 days?
I go on Sunday night.
And tell them what you're doing.
I'm doing a 5-day, 4 ceremonies of ayahuasca. So it's
four days of strong medicine.
Really strong plant medicine.
That really pulls you into the core of your heart in a way that even words can't describe.
And yeah, I'm going to the middle of the rainforest. I have to take
You're going by yourself?
By myself.
You have done it before.
I did it. I've done it here in Los Angeles.
I've done it in Los Angeles.
Area.
And you haven't done
but
it.
You've done
like ayahuasca
a fake.
Light. I know. Yeah, it's not fake. It's I have learned. I definitely had
I
like
have learned.
I definitely had muchos awakening.
Yeah.
Never used to burp freely before my journey.
Before ayahuasca.
But I do admit that like, yeah, 4 days is a whole other thing.
Well, I feel like there are other things to talk about before like we go
of
into
course.
My experience.
I just want to like let
but,
them
like,
know big
this
things
is
are
what's
happening.
Happen. And we do kind of have a plan. Should we tell them the plan?
We should tell them the plan. Let's say it together.
Okay.
We're going to record
the first episode
before ayahuasca
and the second episode after ayahuasca.
And hopefully we'll both be less desperate.
I can foresee it already because the first time I did it, and we'll get into like the whole experience, but like
you're not hosting this. I'll decide if we get into the whole experience.
Everyone was so annoyed with me when I got back because I was just like, I would like see a tree and just start sobbing. Like it made me like love life so.
So true.
Your face. Your face was a million emotions.
I was so
you were
shocked
offended,
here.
Right?
I was more just shocked that there was an audience.
Okay, so you kept on looking at trees and being like,
ooh, that's the real deep shit.
Yes, exactly.
And your friends were like, okay, cool. So are we getting a cocktail or not?
And my friends were literally like, where's the applause?
Now, this is a reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
I came back to life and I was like, life is literally beautiful. And my friends were like,
now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
Okay. Yeah.
But that is what's going to happen when I come back. I'm going to be on the same bed, just like
crying. You're
going to
steal my part on Carol's second act, 9:30 Thursday, CBS. Okay, so before we get into, they know our plan, they know what your plan is. I do want to tell them who the fuck you are.
If they don't know
how
already.
Would you describe yourself if you're at a party and it's like, hey, Jordan,
a
nice
star.
To meet you. My name's Exaria.
Hi, Exaria, I'm a star.
You're a star? All right.
No, I would.
You do project that you will be Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
I.
It's what you see.
That's so embarrassing.
I think I'm going to be like.
you have been. And you will be again. Listen, I'm a personality, but I'm a writer.
You would describe yourself as a personality at a party? You'd say I'm a writer, actor,
no,
director.
Professionally, I would not describe myself as a personality because I don't go on like panel shows and like.
So why did you bring up personality?
In life, I am a personality. Wouldn't you describe me? It's socially,
but like everyone,
like,
hopefully that I'm friends with is a personality. Or what are we doing hanging out?
True, but there are some people that give more than others.
Yeah, you're gonna be a fun.
Let's
time.
Let's go through our list.
No.
Of friends. No, I mean, I would describe professionally. I would describe myself as a writer, director, sometimes actor.
Okay.
That's
and we
in that
met-
order.
We met through friends, but we also worked together on two projects. One, Search Party. The second, Big Mouth. And the third, the remake of the Titanic that we're writing together.
It's called
Crash, Bam, Boom, Door Frame in the Water.
Two.
Okay. So now we know your descriptors and that you the first go-to.
I didn't understand if how literally they like.
He's already in Peru, guys. He is already in Peru.
Because spiritually, who Jordan Firstman is not like writer director. I mean, like he.
But you said,
no writer is. I am spiritually a writer.
Okay. And spiritually, what else are you?
I'm a liver.
You're a jockstrap wearing
I'm
liver.
I'm a jockstrap liver. I like living. I like being fun. I like making people dig deep. I like provoking people. I like...
Yeah, you definitely like provoking people and you're comfortable with discomfort.
Yes.
Does that get you into any trouble in your life,
never
Jordan?
Never has, never will.
Not that I can detect.
No, it's like, it's so funny.
When you were a little kid?
I've gotten in trouble since day one. Like, I've been getting in trouble
my
entire
life. You're like, Miss Smith, why do you look so ragged this
no,
year?
No, I've
You've always been in trouble.
I almost got kicked out of summer camp for being like a news crew came to like film my summer camp and we were doing like this like family.
You're like, they're here for me.
Yeah, basically. But the news crew, we were playing this like Family Feud style game. And the question was like,
what a slow news week.
I know. And,
and now we're like, to Camp Winnebago for Family Feud
style game. but the question was like, the number one thing on girls' minds in high school, and I said penis, which is like a fine, like it's the real,
totally fine.
It's the true answer. And then they
and
like,
it's like what you're learning about.
It's, I mean, you're not like learning about it at summer
no,
camp.
No, but you know what I mean.
I went
There's
to summer
that penis
camp.
Class.
I did learn about dick at summer camp for sure.
I didn't go to summer camp, and that's maybe where my parents went wrong.
Yeah, that's why you're a lesbian.
I don't know what that is, so I must just do lesbian.
But that's where you would have found the poussoir as well.
The poussoir.
Speaking of Paris. But no, and then they call me in the office and they're like, we're kicking you out of camp, and I'm like, I
for
literally
saying penis?
Made your camp, like I am the star of this camp, like you would actually be nothing without me. And so they let me stay.
Oh my god, you convinced them to let you stay?
Yeah, because
what
I was
are
like,
some other problems that you had as a kid?
It was.
I mean, I know you continue to have problems with your mom, who I hope is listening to this podcast,
because
she posted yesterday on Instagram. What was the screen grab?
It was like, she texted me like the most, basically, it actually all comes back to ayahuasca.
Okay.
And I can actually just jump back and forth, but like, was like a full
bragger. I could actually do two topics kind of simultaneously.
We need the soundboard to keep going.
Yeah, that would have been a great applause moment.
Call your mommy.
Oh my God. Literally.
Yeah, literally. So you're talking about how your mom is ayahuasca?
Yes. So I had a really close relationship with my mom, verging on codependent.
Oh.
And I, you know, my mom, I think my mom and my dad didn't have like the strongest maybe relationship or connection. I think my mom kind of treated me like her husband in many ways. And like we would go on romantic vacations together. Like I had these memories.
Yeah.
I thought it was someone snoring. I was like, I'm literally giving you my trauma right now.
No, I'm sorry. You would go on romantic vacations with her?
Yeah. So like, basically, like, she would be like, Rick, you're not coming. And, like, that was my dad. And then we would, like, go to Mexico and, like, watch the sunset and we both had cornrows.
You both had cornrows. Is such a funny detail.
We both got cornrows and would watch the sunset. And, like, it was, like, these romantic dates. And then, like, at the time, it felt great because I was, like, in Mexico with the woman who I loved.
And then looking back, you're looking like, back, why I'm, like, wasn't
that was
dad
full
with you?
Romance. Like, went to New Orleans together. We went like everywhere.
So you were her companion. When did your parents split up?
My senior year of high school. So they all this
Whoa.
Time they were together.
And but you always knew that they shouldn't be because you were the real husband.
No, I didn't even think about it. It's like my whole like.
You didn't think about it?
Not until I was like in my, because they kept it so private. Like, and I wasn't old enough
but
to like understand.
When she'd be like, Rick, you're staying home, I'm taking Jordan on this vacation, was there not a beat where you were like, most people's families either go together or
no? It was more like manipulative and insidious. It was like, dad has to work, right? Like was like,
and you just didn't detect it because you were like, I'm starring on the news.
yeah I was starring on the news at that time, making a lot of money.
I'm making this camp, I'm saying penis.
But yeah, so that kind of, but basically, like through my early 20s, like she definitely got like held me close with her money. Like she like at like 22, I was like, I don't want, please like stop giving me money. And she like would not do it.
Whoa, this sounds like a huge problem.
Yeah, and like
what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for giving you money. I mean, I was talking. I've said it on the podcast before, but I was like talking about my mom and about like when she came to visit of like, I just like wish that she was more, what's it called? Emotional. Like I'm emotional and I wish she was
she
like
could
more.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, also that I wish that she was like, I love you so much. Yeah. And I know
it's
she loves me, but she's,
like,
it's
literally
yeah.
just doesn't.
She's
know
European and she's, yeah. So anyways, Patty Heaton on set, she was like, you know what sucks is like everybody is constantly like moms do every fucking thing for you, but then everything that goes wrong in your life, you're like, well, you know, my mom never really was able to
dance
freely, and so I'm not able to make my relationships work.
It's so like, true, but I think there are like there are tangible issues, like, but there's also
no. I definitely, based on also text messages that I've seen with you and your mom. Not, it's
but
like,
I
yeah.
think with every mom,
with
like
every
it's
mom,
like,
because that it is like your first lifeline, and so anything that's not filtered,
but they also shouldn't be like blamed for it, but it has to be acknowledged.
Yeah, well, for your, that's what, again, tying it back to ayahuasca. Every time we tie it back to ayahuasca, both of us mildly come at how brilliant we are at having two
excellent
conversations.
Absolutely.
At what?
Conversations at ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. But part of, I think.
Oh, what I was saying is tying it back to the mom. Like, I literally, like, I knew we had some like minor issues, but like, she, I won't get like too into her personal life, but she made a bad relationship decision with a man who like openly did not like her kids. Like, would say it. For no reason.
Ugh.
And she like completely was okay with that and defended him and like
self-destruct sequence activated.
It just is really bad. It's self-destructive. Yeah, your family no, is you. Yeah.
And like, I just like thought my relationship was fine with her. Like, I really thought we were okay. And then I did ayahuasca and it was like, I spent 6 hours crying. And like the like woman.
Oh my God. Moms are listening to this right now being like, no ayahuasca for you, honey.
And then the like woman shaman like came up to me and just knew. And she started cradling me in her arms like a baby. And I just like cried in her arms for another hour.
Whoa.
And then like literally like our it did dismantle our relationship completely, that experience. Because I told every like I took I was like, I need a minute to like process this. So I didn't speak to her for that. And like
it brought you when you were in your journey, it brought you to places that were like unhealed between
I did not realize how hurt I was. Like
yeah, I mean, I would imagine if my mom was dating some Lulu that was like, I don't like your kids.
Yeah. And like, I remember like, this was a big moment too, but like she came to visit, she definitely can't listen to this, but she came to visit and I took her out to meet Jim and Jeffrey, our friend Jim and Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so like almost like proud of the shit. Yeah. My husband doesn't like my kids, whatever. And like seeing their reaction.
Well, you know, what's interesting, you're so provocative. And like, that's something that like, you know, it's sort of the tone of your humor is sort of like, yeah, penis.
Yeah.
You know, I know that you don't want to hear it, but isn't that what it is? And it's like, she's sort of uses it, this painful thing as like a humor thing. I'm sure she's hurt by it as well. Your kids are you.
Yeah.
But it's sad that
she doesn't have access to it like I do though. Mm-hmm. Like I know what, like when I'm saying exactly how I'm feeling, there's like, I know there's like pain in it,
mm-hmm.
but there's like, she wasn't saying it to like get it off her chest. Like she didn't understand
what
she was
like
saying it.
Throw it out there. Like,
yeah.
Like, isn't that shocking?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like so shocking.
But disconnected
Jim.
From the pain of it.
And then it like affected everyone in such a different way that like Jeffrey got so drunk last night and was saying horrible things about my mother. Like literally some of the most shockingly horrible things I've ever heard someone say.
Oh,
and I was like, I guess this is just how he's dealing with that night.
I mean, if she does listen to this podcast, I really want her to be on it with Jeffrey.
Yeah. But
so
you know,
that's
like,
a relationship
we have
that,
like, we're starting to mend, but it's like the basically that like
the screen grab yesterday.
She'll send me these really insane text messages. Like if she'll be like, love you, honey. And I'll be like, love you too. Or so like, I'll just respond and then and then she'll like keep the conversation going. I won't respond to that.
Yes.
2 days go by and it's like, imagine having a son who doesn't love you. That's the next text message I get. And like, it's like out of nowhere and just like so manipulative and crazy.
Do you say I love you?
Yeah, no,
is it like, well, you know, you're just pushing me.
I'll say it, but it's like and when we're together, she visited recently and was like, fine. It's just like the texts. It's like, she feels she needs to like send these texts to make me feel guilty for like not loving her enough or not responding
so
to her.
So when you talk, you connect and it's fine, but then time goes by and it's not enough.
Yeah. Well, it's
talking.
After the ayahuasca like taught me how, cause like the ayahuasca didn't like heal anything, but it brought it out. It like revealed these really deep pains that I was having about it.
Yes.
And so that started this journey of like me confronting her about it. And she just like couldn't deal with it. She didn't understand it.
Well, also, I mean, I think there's something real about what you just said where it's like they're from a different time and it's like there. I mean, I guess my mom must listen to this pod, but in therapy so she came to the taping and I always want my mom just to be more effusive. That's the word, effusive. Right. I just want her to, want her to say her excitement.
Yeah.
And my friend Will knows this and is like fishing for compliments from her in the dressing room. And he's like, what does it feel like to see your daughter? Like, it's a network show. And she said, you know, everyone keeps coming up to me and telling me, Sabrina, you know, she's so great. Sabrina, she's so amazing. And I just want to tell them, you know, she's not perfect. it's like that wasn't the question, yeah, whether I was perfect or not. But you know what's interesting is, yeah, like, A, there's that moment. So like my manager took a picture in that exact moment. So it's, yeah, live where she goes, she's not perfect, because the setup seems like she's going to go for compliment.
Oh my God.
And then my face after she says she's not perfect is, yeah, just like, oh, story of my life.
Oh.
And, but then when I talked about it in therapy, my therapist was like, you know, sounds like she's so different from you. Your heart is on your sleeve. You're very open. You're a hugger. She's the opposite. She's just, I mean, like, there was a moment where my friend Nina growing up, like, hugged my mom, and my mom pushed her off and was like, Nina, you know, I'm not that kind of person. So it's just like completely different relationship with being warm. And, and also, like, she's talked about it on the podcast before, that like she grew up without a father and a mother that was not super loving.
Yeah.
So that's expected. Yeah. But what I was going to say is, what my therapist was saying was, isn't it beautiful that you guys are such a world apart, but that you still love each other? Like, focus on that rather than trying to change her. Yeah. And it seems like there's not really in your, with your mom, there's not going to be like a moment where she changes and completely sees how those vacations were from your standpoint or your relationship was. You know, she understandably will be like, I was giving you money.
Yeah.
You know,
she literally was like, that's what she said. She's like, I worked and then cooked for you at night.
Yeah, I mean, when that's true.
That
is like from her lens.
Yeah.
True. But like that now, the healing is more for you to like put it into context so that you don't hurt from it. So it's not like she did this because she couldn't love me wholly, but that.
And I've seen myself do that same thing in my relationship, where like if I do something wrong and it's like, but I like, I do all this for you. Yeah. I do all these things for you.
Yeah.
I like, I cook and I like get the mail and like I'll take out the trash, and it's like, it's not about that.
Yeah.
Like those things are like forms of love, but it's not like the deeper thing.
Yeah. It's just so interesting how, and that's like another really interesting part about ayahuasca, is like we are all these like vessels, and we're all starring in the movie of our lives, and we're recording what we're recording and perceiving what we're perceiving.
Or
but like
the podcasts of our lives.
The podcasts of our lives. How dare I taunt the podcast gods by bringing up cinema?
I like that.
Those are the podcast gods.
Sabrina!
just that I think that one, because people probably listening, not everybody has done ayahuasca or ayahuasca adjacent journeys. can you describe what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I really, you know, it's, I, whenever I talk about this, I do sound like pretty cuckoo, because the experiences are so intense and so specific and so varied. But like, I do believe that like it only brings out like the deepest thing in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you at your core know what you need, so it gives you exactly what you need. And like some people say like it's God that gives you what you need in it, like you connect with God. But like kind something that like never, it didn't super solidify the first time I did it, but there was like an inkling of something there about like how we are God, and like it's like the smallest cell in us is the biggest thing as well. So like if we are God, then like God knows what we need, and we know what we need.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm someone that I grew up, like, daughter of two immigrants that were like, ugh, these brand names of religions. So I have the tendency, whenever someone says God, to be like, stop trying to sell me on this cult.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do I like reclaiming the word and like connecting it with the universe.
Totally.
And like, you would be a dum-dum not to notice that there's something bigger happening.
Yeah.
And so to not acknowledge that, like, spirituality and meditation as prayer.
I met two gods on ayahuasca.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they say anything about me?
Yeah, they were like, just be careful. Just kind of be careful. Like,
Does not compute.
Sorry, that goes off whenever someone says something that God doesn't actually think, but that is trying to frame that they know God.
No, they were like, she's a total sweetheart. Like, keep hanging out with her. And they were like, she's definitely hot. I would definitely try to, like,
fuck
her.
Okay, cool. Yeah, these gods seem legit. It seems like you met the real gods.
I guess I could go into it, because we've talked enough about mom stuff. But
I mean, we've never talked enough about mom stuff. But
I will say one last thing about that. It's like, and this is neither my parents can listen to this, but like my whole
we're just cutting out listeners by the minute.
I know. And my
and
dad
now the
was,
Midwest can't and, listen.
So the Midwest fucked me over.
Real big.
But I was like, since I was like 18, like my whole early 20s was like, I will not be my father. I will not be my father. Like I want it because like just some like
things,
some like succeeding and like work ethic. And there's just some things that like I found him disappointing in some ways. And I was like, I will not turn into that. I was so avid.
Yeah,
like,
he definitely can't listen
about it. And like now that like I've kind of proven that I am not turning into my father in the ways that I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Now it's like the emotional parts. I'm like, oh my God, now I can't turn into my mother emotionally. Cause it's like,
you were focused on the wrong.
I was focused.
Part
well,
of your
like,
DNA.
It was the time that at that time I did need to focus on which parent I didn't want to be like.
Yes.
And now I need to focus on the other parent I don't want to be like. Isn't that
Though? It's also just like, I have to say, like, the honesty with which you roast both of them, it's kind of like fitting that your mom would be like, yeah, no one likes my kids, like, you know, it's sort of like a jab back. I'm sure if she did listen to this, she wouldn't be shocked. It seems like there's almost like that language in your family.
It's
like we're gonna be brutally fucking honest.
It's like
even
that.
I'm sure actually also if you listened back, both of you, to things that you said, it's like it's a take, it's not necessarily the only take.
Yeah, and I like to, like, you know, I like to see her side. And, like, the last time we saw each other a couple weeks ago, even her talking about this guy who I have, like, since completely cut out of my life.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing just seems like that's going to be a
very
big healing place for you.
But I was like, you know what, like, this is her life. Like, if this is making her happy, like...
I mean, you're certainly not going to talk to her every day.
No.
But
no,
he will.
No, I mean, he doesn't. But if he left her, it's like that wouldn't make me be like, come move in. Like,
yes,
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
but but you do see a world for her that she's with someone that is like more loving and less whatever it is making you.
Well, I want her to like, I just want her to, I think she has some real trauma and issues that she needs to work through.
Ugh,
and like,
if all of our parents could go to therapy
one
time a week.
I know.
And do podcasts. About us.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something off air that something else about that. But
yeehaw!
That's me.
I really like these sound effects. Do people comment on them a lot?
Oh yeah, Patty was every time I'd play one, she'd be like, okay, so there was an echo after the ding. Like she'd kind of like diagnose exactly was happening in the sound effect.
I'm not being as funny as Patty was.
No, I mean, this podcast isn't actually, this is the trick. It's
not
a comedy
pod.
Well, we've like laughed, haven't we? But
I would
always rather go to a deep thing. That's what the goody goody is, you know?
Yeah,
sometimes a goody goody is like a fun little chuckle.
Yeah.
And then more times than not, wouldn't you rather, if you're at a party, talk to someone who's like
interesting and then trying to make you laugh the whole time?
Because
if they're trying to make me laugh, I'm like, get me out of here.
You're dead to me.
Yeah.
You would probably say to their face, you're desperate.
I would probably say something like, or
bye bye.
Or
yeah, you would say all those things.
So you
described ayahuasca as like the connectedness to the world, framing it as God, the message that you needed to tell yourself that you weren't listening to, kind of, right?
No.
Oh, bitch, you bitch, I did do it right. You just love saying no.
No, what I was saying is it's so many different things. Like I've had three experiences with it.
So I'm just gonna eat this apple.
Yeah, and so ayahuasca is taught me how to eat and speak at the same time. And what is beautiful about this plant medicine
you do it. I think I did a good rundown of what you said.
But it's also like, I think the biggest thing is that it does know what you need every time, and what you need at any given moment is so different. Like the first one was like, I prayed a little before, or just like
I set intentions.
I was like, please, like, make this not super hard. It's my first time, like, go easy on me. So you're really telling yourself that.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was like only positivity, like complete, like, so basically, like, I took,
it was like a montage of everything that's going right.
It's a little bit.
I wish you'd just agree with one of the times I finished your sentence.
Well, I will tell you. I'm going to tell you what it was like.
Okay.
And then you can tell me back the same thing I said, and I'll agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, cool. It's just not really my style of interviewing. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, Terry Gross. have you ever tried to do it?
Terry Gross? Like, I don't know it enough to do it.
Now, Sabrina, you said that ayahuasca has changed you. Is that something a feminist would say?
Ooh, ooh, that's the real deep shit.
I wish Terry had this.
Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop. Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop.
Now, Jordan, I cut you off while you were describing your first time was positivity. You got positivity second time?
No, no. We're going to go through the first time.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. So
I said it's a montage of goody and you're like, no.
It was actually simpler than that.
Okay.
So basically I took the first class and I was like seeing like rainbow colors and like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool, like a screensaver, but like give me more.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had built it up like so.
I like that this is you talking to God, like cool screensaver, bitch.
Literally that.
Give me more.
And like, well, it's fun. I think the proof that it like God is in you is that my gods were sarcastic like me every time.
Cute.
And so basically, like, I took it seeing screensavers. I was like, I built it up. So I had like researched it for a year, and I was like, the time has come. Like, I want to like learn. I want to be healed. I want this to happen.
I
want to
go deep.
And I was like, just seeing pretty colors, and so I was pissed. And then I went back for like a second glass, and like walking back, I was just like hit with this, and then like female God, that's what I call her now, but like female God came to me, and it was like a voice, but
it was
more
you, but with long hair.
I didn't see her. It was just a
fishnets.
Feeling and a voice.
Okay.
And she was like, Jordan, it's so easy.
Oh.
She was like, everything is so easy. Like, you fucking idiot. Like, you think anything
it's
is
so
like
easy is kind of like, I think at the core of when you're in the good place of
it. Yes.
Because isn't that life? Like, you look at babies and it is so easy. They are just being and emoting and feeling and really discovering and not judging every single thing, or like figuring out what you can get out of situations, or whether what you said was cool or not, or what your body is worthy or not.
Yeah, it's like literally all you have to do is live. And
any moment, just quickly to jump in, when you're in your creative zone, whether for me it's like stand up or you're writing or you're directing, it is easy.
When you're the most connected and or socially, even like when you're just grooving with your friends
and like listening to your instincts and it's not this like pre-planned thing
heady,
with expectations.
And I just like I had probably like thought that before, but I felt it so deeply. And like, I just started like crying and laughing. Like, I was just like going like crazy. And I felt like so genuinely grateful to be alive. And she was like, you don't understand. Like, think about how many like cells need to come together to make you life. And then on top of that, you also have good things in your life. Like, just to be alive is a blessing enough. And then you have all of this amazing stuff in your life on
while
top of it.
Wild that like your gods also being sarcastic and like your lineage having sarcasm woven in was like still, I mean, that's not a sarcastic thing. That's a very real, genuine.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. And like,
unless she was like ... No!
Well, and then, but it was funny. Like, okay. And then, so I'm like it was like the most intense euphoric experience I've ever had. I'm sobbing. I'm laughing. Like, I'm hearing these things. And then she goes like, okay, you're done. And then like that, it was everything. It was like back to normal. I could have driven home within like a second. And like, I was tripping my balls off. And then she was like, don't come back tomorrow. You've learned your lesson for now.
Wow.
But I had paid for the second night, so I came back.
Yeah, of course you did.
And then
you went
and
through
she, and then, well, it was still.
You've got to be kidding.
That's my impression of her when you came back.
You've got to be kidding.
Female God was literally like,
what was she like?
You got to be kidding again.
You have got to be kidding.
This motherfucker?
You came back, bitch. Do you listen? Do you listen? Yeah, she was literally like, guess what's coming now?
Wait, so it was like bad?
Well, it was just, she, because female God, like, literally is all loving.
Yeah.
And so she didn't, like, she wasn't like, I'm going to put you through hell, but she's like, I am going to confuse the fuck out of you.
Okay.
And she put me, she was like, I'm going to show you what creation is. And then she tried to, and I was literally, like, flying through millions of ones and zeros.
What?
Which, whoa, like, I still haven't figured out what that's about. It's like, are we living in binary
don't
code?
You think that our brains are picking up on these messages, but that's like your interpretation of like seeing the Matrix. It's like now we're in a processing mode.
But
you know,
I
like
had never even seen the Matrix. Painting. I didn't know what ones and zeros meant.
No, but you've seen a movie where it's like, we've got to hack into the mainframe.
I don't think
you've never seen ones and zeros before.
I have, but like, I don't think I had processed them. Like, I don't think that was my brain.
No, but it's all in your subconscious. I'm just saying, like, the ways that we paint, the visualizations that we paint with the messages aren't necessarily like the otherworldly things, unless, I mean, like, there's also metaphors and things that I'm sure that you like.
Yeah.
I certainly felt, it's like hard to even describe.
I think she was telling me that it is ones and zeros.
That the code that we've all been written, you think that we're software?
Like, but maybe it's not like a software, but like, maybe it has been written. I don't know. I don't know.
I'd be so bummed if I got to the core and it was like, you're a CD-ROM.
You're something from 1998.
You're a floppy drive.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
That's what I was like to female God. Well, and she flies me through millions of ones and zeros, and I'm screaming out loud. I go, what are you trying to teach me? Please tell me what you're trying to teach me. I don't understand. And she's just laughing and laughing. And so, like, I was like,
oh my God.
And then, yeah, so that. Oh my God. She was like, I told you not to come back, bitch. And
oh my God. Wait, was she, you could just hear her voiceover. You can't see her.
I can't see her. And it wasn't even like, those are the words I was giving to her. It was like,
yes,
I was telepathically given.
Yeah.
So,
that's the interesting thing I want to also say about ayahuasca is like, you have, no matter how cynical you are about what journey this medicine will send you on, you have to acknowledge that we are all animals that have benefited from like this societal,
I'm
like,
not an animal.
You're a CD-ROM, but everyone else is an animal.
I'm software.
You're a fucking burnt DVD. Toasted, burnt.
I
am a falcon. But that we're all animals. We're all, you know, some kind of monkey. I mean, you don't have to even agree with that. But like, we have language and we've been taught to wear pants and to, like, you know, we didn't come onto this world with like loafers and like polos. We are all like, we are all participating in a board game version of what life has become. We are all in a society and we're using words. We come from babies and then we get socialized into the society, and that there's got to be something beneficial from tapping out of the language, tapping out of the masks that we wear, and just going inward with intention and asking yourself, like, what is it that you actually feel? And who is it that you actually are? All right. Now, it'd be great if I had a sound effect queued up for the end of that, but...
No boogers.
Oh. No, I agree. And it's like, also, like, you realize that you are just like part, it's so cheesy, but you are just part of something bigger.
Yes.
And that's why this is such a hot take. And like such a, like, probably a privileged point of view, but like the whole thing with like climate change and like people, mm-hmm. like, I don't believe that anyone like genuinely in this fight like cares about the planet. They care about our ability.
You disgust me.
They care about our ability to live on the planet. It's about us, because the planet will survive.
Yeah, like, of course they care about us. They care about their kids not being like burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Like you burnt DVD.
But it's like, I feel like people are being like, it's for the planet. And it's like, bitch, the planet's going to be just fine. Like, the planet actually doesn't.
The planets, we're even like thinking about the scale of, don't you think about like how cells, when you learned about cells, you're like, oh shit, this looks exactly the same as like the solar system. And it's like, how big does it go?
Yeah.
You know, like when I take a bath in the backyard and I spray the water and ants kind of like fall down the drain, and I've like killed, you know, 20 ants casually so that I could float.
Like, what is that like for them?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like their world was just like, they didn't understand that like water could just cascade.
Yes.
They were like, wait, I thought life was literally sticks, and now you're showing me water?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we are, this is the first episode. We need to like wrap up.
Yeah, yeah.
But before,
I'm going to go to this. I want to quickly explain
Run through the other ones.
So 9 months later, so I'm like, okay, I'm good for a while. Like my friends hated me because of how positive I was for, and like it's yes. illegal to be positive in LA, like truly. And so I waited.
I apologize for nothing.
that was me. But so I went back 9 months later. And I felt I was ready again. And then that's where I met Mail God. Yeah. So that's a thing. And I was like, that just happened.
Yeah. You're like, where's the feminine voice?
Yeah. And so like Mail God was the complete opposite. And like
monster kill.
Basically. He was like, bitch, it was a very SNM-y thing going on,
yeah.
Where like he wiped away my identity, and so I didn't know who I was, what I looked like, anything. Mm-hmm. It was fucking terrifying. Like truly, like I thought I was never coming back, and like it was just the scariest. And that
did you puke?
Yeah, you puke every time.
I didn't puke. My
time. Really? Because you didn't do real ayahuasca.
Sure.
You just ate some Skittles.
No, I did not. I had a really deep experience if you'd ask me one fucking question about it.
I actually do want to hear
you. You don't have time. You know what? Maybe we'll reflect on it on next episode when you share what you learned in this current. Wait, it'll be your fourth time doing it?
Fifth. If you count the time I wasn't supposed to go back, but went fifth.
Oh, because you did. You're talking about like every single time, like two times in a row.
So
gotcha.
Basically,
yeah.
Mama.
So this is your second time.
So this is my like second journey.
Okay, good. I thought you were planning on walking us through four whole ones.
No, because I already talked about the mom one. So this is the last one.
Now you're talking about daddy.
So yeah, I met Father God.
Daddy
and
God.
He was like literally the most unloving thing. Like his energy.
He's the one that's got the hurricanes and is just like whatever.
Totally, but he has real fucking power.
Yeah.
And like he basically was like, what was horrible about it was the loss of identity. And he was basically like, you work for me. And I was like, yes. Like I felt like I was like in change. There was something sexual about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bitch, you think you work for money? You think you work for success? No, bitch, you work for me.
Wow.
And it's like, and you want to not work hard?
What did that mean to you?
It meant that like, and I felt it. I was like, there is like something. And it is true. Like when in like my art and. Like you were saying, when you're like connected to that thing, like you're connected mm-hmm. to a higher thing, you do get like rewarded for it.
Yes.
And so like reaching like deep within myself and doing the work of that is mm-hmm. gonna like, I will be rewarded for that. That's what he said at least. And he was like, and if you don't do that, you see what I give you.
Mm.
And it was very clear. It was very contractual.
Hmm.
It was like very harsh.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was like tough love for
like
sure.
Like lighting a fire under your creative
yeah.
soul.
And 3 weeks after that, I got my first TV writing job. Cheers.
Cheers, babe.
But it was because, and like, it truly was like.
Which one was that?
Search Party.
Ooh.
And I had a meeting, and then they were like, we're going to do another meeting. Come with like more like tactile idea. Like we want you to pitch us ideas.
Yeah.
And I like worked fucking hard. I stayed up for like 3 days and just like had.
You didn't sleep for 3 days.
I didn't
sleep. Hiya.
But I was just like, I was like kind of like manically just like, I want to think of 1,000 ideas.
Okay.
And so I just did it, and I had more ideas than anyone else they interviewed, and I got it.
Ooh.
And my coyote was like, go to bed. But that was male. And so that was the worst night of my life, though. Because, like, the identity loss lasted for 5 hours.
Whoa. Were you, like, walking around being like, please, who am I?
I couldn't move.
Oh, God.
I couldn't move. I couldn't see. Like,
you're like, is the lady here? Can I speak to the woman of the house?
Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking scary. So.
Okay, so.
And this
in
is the first time I'm going into
leaving.
The Amazon, doing it with a real, like
so
Shipibo
cool. I'm
shaman.
So into this for you. Maybe you'll meet gender neutral God.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little problematic when I like say these things about male God,
you know,
and female God.
The place
God.
That I did these journeys at too talked about the masculine and the feminine. And I think I bumped on it immediately because I was like, so what am I? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Speak to the tomboys of the house.
Yeah.
But it's like, it really, it's society that painted it as a specific
as a binary.
Genital, as a genital that goes with that
yes
with the like no, descriptors energies. That go yeah. under the word masculine and feminine yeah. that like there are I mean there are certainly probably I mean I don't know I was gonna say like how many men there are that are more feminine than I am and six. Vice versa there's six in the tri-state area and then I can go region by region but I'll just post it on the website but what are your going into this journey when we talk again on Thursday's episode what do you want to have what answers would you like
basically I stopped doing it I stopped doing ayahuasca when I started getting what I wanted in life and now I'm like 4 years later and like I've gotten so many of the things I wanted and I'm kind of at a moment where I'm like whoa I'm like I did that and why doesn't it feel like I thought it would so I'm kind of going to be like what do I actually want like what
and it's probably going to be outside of career because the wins didn't feel like as rewarding you're saying as
yeah,
you thought it would
yeah and it's like I mean, it's still like, I think still my, the most fulfilled I can be is artistically. I just think that's how I'm wired. Like, I think that is like the truest my spirit is when I'm creating. So I.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
Yeah, that's when you get deep.
But basically I want to like, I want to learn who I am as like, an adult because like I did this when I was a kid basically
and it seems like you actually have a really strong grasp on what you want and who you are creatively but it does seem like the personal stuff is gonna be that's my prediction
yeah
that
no it's more personal stuff like it's everything like it's like how I want to handle the next phase of my life as I become more of an adult and like how I want to step up to that and the decisions I need to make to do that.
Well, I love you.
I love you too.
All of the goody goody listeners love you.
Oh, thank you.
And we
you
are giving you our love and support you head into the Peruvian jungle.
I just want to say if I cry a lot on the next episode, just forgive me because I'm not crying now. I'm being stoic and unemotional.
No, I bet they will be. So I'm so into it. I'm so into just, you know, I think people listen to this too, just for real conversations. And I bet you're going to come back super raw and super honest. And
we do it like the week I get back?
We should do it like at the airport on the Lyft ride home.
Wait, I'm flying back from Peru.
I pick you up, right I play this sound effect. So I'm like, what's the scoop? What's inside you? What celebrities did you think about?
Amanda Peet came to me in a dream and she said, write something for me. What if actors came to you?
And that's how you live forever, doll.
Looking inwards is being inwards.
Oh my God. But I am coming right from the airport, having just done ayahuasca, right to the Big Mouth season 3.
Oh my
party.
God. Great. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring my equipment. Oh my God. I should just do like a rogue episode.
No, I'll
there.
Come the next day.
Okay.
I'll come the next day over.
Okay.
All right.
You don't want me to just bombard you at the fucking party? Wow. That's going to be, you're going to be so raw at that party.
I know. Okay.
I will come just to see you crying at the bar. Okay. I love you. I'm proud
of
you. Good luck,
babe. I'm proud of all your listeners. Bye.
Mwah. Giddy, giddy. Giddy, giddy.
Will Jordan make it back from the jungles of Peru? Obviously, the answer is yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't be pointing you in the direction of Thursday's episode, where this happens.
I'm about to learn.
And realizations are made like this.
And I found out I was Italian.
And honestly, it's just a really sincerely insightful, heart-opening episode of the Goody Goody. Please listen. And you know we got Ursula for you. It's a Thursday. We got Ursula. See you then.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.